On June 30th, 2021, here on Time Travel with Chris Earle. So grab yourself a cooler with some sodas, get yourself a snack, and enjoy the July 4th show. Patriotic music, beach music, songs about the heat. Here it comes. It's Time Travel with Chris Earle, here with you until 7.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, in.
STDs, or sexually transmitted diseases, have become epidemic. To protect yourself, doctors recommend 3 simple rules. 1, do not exchange bodily fluids with people whose sexual history you don't know. 2, no sex with IV drug users who share needles. 3, form a monogamous relationship. Marriages that are free from sexually transmitted diseases at the start of the relationship will remain safe. What used to be a matter of morals is now a matter of life and death. A message from the Seventh-day Adventist Church.
I got something to tell you, baby. Don't get mad this time. If you want my wiener, you give me ease all up in my mind. Baby, please want my wiener. Oh, want my wiener. Won't you just want my wiener? Cause he really don't feel right cold. Now listen here, sweet baby. I ain't no lying man. If you want my wiener one time, you'd want me to warm him again. Baby, please want my wiener. Oh, want my wiener. Won't you just want my wiener? Cause he really don't feel right cold. Says some says it takes hot water. Baby, can't you see? But your heat, baby's plenty warm enough for me. Baby, please warm my wiener. Oh, warm my wiener. Won't you just warm my wiener? Cause he really don't feel right cold. Baby, please warm my wiener. Now listen here, sweet baby. It ain't no fake. I'm begging you, baby. Now just give your daddy one break. Baby, please warm my wiener. Oh, want my wiener. Won't you just want my wiener? Cause he really don't feel right cold. Now listen here, sweet baby. You know that time's growing old. I don't want you to warm half of my wiener. I want you to warm him all. Baby, please warm my wiener. Oh, want my wiener. Won't you just want my wiener? Cause he really don't feel right cold.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Yay!
You're about to time travel.
A little time travel show, yeah.
You got Chris Earle with Time Travel, 5 to 7.
Time travel will take over the controls and titillate your ears.
Hello, I'm Clint Eastwood.
Yo, this is Ice-T.
I'm Paul Newman.
This is Alec Baldwin.
I'm Morgan Freeman.
Hey, everybody, it's Barack.
Happy July 4th, everybody. The Great American Melting Pot. Here's a song by Bruce Springsteen. Here we go. It's time travel.
American students recite every morning. Now, this pledge means something greater, especially for the young men of this country. By law, men have a civic duty to register with Selective Service when they turn 18. So if you're a young man, do your part to keep America strong. Register with Selective Service. Register online at www.sss.gov or pick up a Selective Service registration card at the post office.
One of the ladies, I Sometimes a bag needs something to keep you cool. Ah, now sometimes a bag needs something to keep you cool. Better look out now, though. Dave's got something for you. Tell you what it is. I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by. Oh my, my, I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by. See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy. Hold on a second, baby. I gotta put my banana Dixie cups, all flavors and push-ups too. I'm your ice cream man, baby. Stop me when I'm passing by. See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy. Hold on one more. Well, I'm usually passing by just about 11 o'clock. I never stop, I'm usually passing by just around 11 o'clock. And if you let me cool you one time, you'll be my regular stop. All right, boys. Now put my banana Dixie cups, all flavors and push up to 100 ice cream, man. Stop me when I'm passing by. See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy. Yes. I'm your ice cream, man. Stop me when I'm passing by. I'm your ice cream, man.
Who doesn't like a nice rocket pop or a Choco Taco on
July 4th?
The Ice Cream Man, Van Halen, from the first album, 1978, here on Time Travel. Next up, Somebody.
We'll be right back. You keep out of trouble and you double your choices. I'm with you, but the situation is fraught. You've got to be carefully taught. If you talk, you're gonna get shot.
Bird, check what we got. Mr. Lafayette, hard rock like Lancelot. I think your pants look hot. Lawrence, I like you a lot. Let's hatch a plot blacker than the kettle calling the pot. What are the odds that God will put us all in one spot? Popping a squad in conventional wisdom like it or not. A bunch of revolutionary manumission abolitionists. Position, show me where the ammunition is. Oh, am I talking too loud? Sometimes I get overexcited, shoot off at the mouth. I never had a group of friends before. I promise that I'll make y'all proud.
Let's get this guy in front of a crowd.
I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Hey, yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not.
I I imagine death so much it feels more like a memory. When's it gonna get me? In my sleep, 7 feet ahead of me. If I see it coming, do I run or do I let it be? Is it like a beat without a melody? See, I never thought I'd live past 20. Where I come from, some get half as many. Ask anybody why we living fast and we laugh, reach for a flask. We have to make this moment last, that's plenty. Scratch that, this is not a moment, it's the movement. Where all the hungriest brothers with something to prove went. Foes oppose us, we take an honest stand. We roll like Moses, claiming our promised land. And if we win our independence, is that a guarantee of freedom for our descendants? Or will the blood we shed begin an endless cycle of vengeance and death with no defendants? I know the action in the street is exciting, but Jesus, between all the bleeding and fighting, I've been reading and writing. We need to handle our financial situation. Are we a nation of states? What's the state of our nation? I'm past patiently waiting, I'm passionately smashing every expectation. Every action's an act of creation. I'm laughing in the face of casualties and sorrow. For the first time I'm thinking past tomorrow.
And I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Ayo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry. And I'm not throwing away my shot. We gonna rise up.
That's my shot from Hamilton, the original motion picture soundtrack, or the Broadway musical. You choose.
Bye.
Bleach, baby, where is the bleach? I got ketchup all over my swim trunks. First class here on Time Travel. Not to be confused with my last girlfriend, who was second class.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America is asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's the greatest land of all. On a highway or a road along a levee. Performance is sweeter, nothing can beat her. Life is completer in a Chevy. So make a date today to see the USA and see it in your Chevrolet.
Traveling east, traveling west, wherever you go, Chevy service is best. Southward or north, near place or far, there's a Chevrolet dealer for your Chevrolet car.
So make a date today to see the USA and see it in your Chevrolet.
The beach is a good place to pick up girls because you can really see what you're getting. Most beaches are crawling with chicks, and they're all there for just one reason: to get a terrific tan so they'll look great and attract all the men they want. But why wait till they've got the perfect tan? Why not pick the best-looking chick right off the beach and have a really great afternoon in the sun? Remember, that's what she's there for. And because girls are more self-conscious about their looks, there'll be more chicks than guys catching the rays on the beach any day. This works in your favor because it makes the girls competitive for the guys and easy pickups. Just pick out a pretty girl, put your towel down in her line of sight, and spread out your gear. Let her see that you're well-equipped with a radio, thermos of drinks, and magazines, so she'll know you're a serious sun worshiper, too. Don't let her know yet that you've noticed her. This is easy because her eyes will probably be closed against the sun until she hears you unpacking your gear. Settle down and then take out your empty suntan oil spray. Shake the can angrily, making as much noise as you can as you pretend to discover it's empty. When you've got her attention, notice her noticing you. You probably won't even have to speak first. This is such a perfect pickup technique. That's what happened to Paul at Malibu when he settled down near a leggy chick wearing just a string bikini.
Are you out of oil?
Yeah. I thought I had a full can, but my sister must have used it all when I lent it to her. And the sun's really fierce today.
Well, would you like to borrow some of mine?
Say, that would be great. But are you sure you have enough?
I always carry extra.
You're very smart.
First, Paul's already let her know he's generous by making up that story about lending his sister his suntan oil, while actually his can's been empty all summer. But more important, he's the first guy on the beach to ever tell this great-looking chick she's smart. He doesn't even mention her fantastically soft-looking breasts pushing out of her bathing suit top. He can tell her that later. Right now, she's proud to lend him some oil because he's noticed how intelligent she is to have brought an extra supply. Girls like to have their intelligence appreciated as well as their bodies. Then Paul goes over to have a closer look at this chick holding out the oil to him.
Hey, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Are you sure you can spare it?
Sure, take all you want.
I'll put it on here so you can have it right back.
That's all right. Take your time.
You've got such a good tan, you must live on the beach.
Yes, I share a house with some other stewardesses.
When Paul learns the girl's a stew, he knows what to do next because stews are trained to serve men. So he pretends to have trouble spreading the suntan oil on his back.
It's hard to spread this stuff on my back. Do you think you can give me a hand here? I can't get it right in the middle.
Sure, hold still. How's that?
Feels great. I couldn't have done it without you.
Paul's no novice at this pickup. He knows perfectly well how to oil his own back, but he also knows that all girls want to be helpful and feel needed. In 5 minutes, he's getting a back rub from this fantastic chick who is falling out of her tiny suit over him, and she still doesn't know she's being picked up.
I'm protected now. But your back looks kind of dry. Let me do it for you.
Oh, thanks.
Just undo your strap and I can get it around.
Okay.
How's that feel?
But Paul doesn't have to ask, because he knows he's a terrific back rubber. Who isn't? And the chick is literally in his hands. He can feel the supple muscles of her back tensing and relaxing under his sure fingers.
That feels wonderful.
It's important to work the oil in. There. That about does it.
So fast.
She wants more. Paul really knows what he's doing, doesn't he? Now that she's relaxed and ready, he throws her the pass.
I'd like to pay you back for the suntan oil.
Oh, forget it. I'm glad I could help.
I just can't forget it. You saved my skin. I'll tell you what. Let me give you a frosty drink from my thermos. It's the least I can do for you.
You don't have to do anything.
Please, I insist.
Well, just one would be refreshing.
And how can she resist? When she struggles to do up her bathing suit straps, she flashes some nipple, but Paul keeps cool. He gives her a hand up, and they go over to his towel. Now he's got her on his own territory. She's his already, and they haven't even had that drink yet.
Here's your drink. I'm glad at least I remember my thermos.
I'm glad you ran out of suntan oil.
Me too.
And where does this beautiful relationship go from here? Anywhere Paul wants it to, and all because he made this luscious chick feel special because he noticed her intelligent planning. Try it.
Jacob's Field. Take me back.
George Thorogood and the Delaware Destroyers with Anytown USA from The Hard Stuff. That's what they called the album, The Hard Stuff. Just like that. Give me the hard stuff, kid. Give me the hard stuff. You go up to like Salisbury Beach or Hampton. Give me the hard stuff. George Thorogood and the Delaware Destroyers. Before that, How to Pick Up Girls at the Beach from 1974. Fantastic. I don't know. Paul seemed to do pretty good on the beach there. If I did that, I would have gotten the shit kicked out of me. But Paul did okay. Before that, See the USA in Your Chevrolet, because why not? We had Beach Baby by First Class. We had Lin-Manuel Miranda with My Shot from Hamilton. ELO with Calling America. For those of you who don't know ELO, it is Electric Light Orchestra. But of course, everybody knows them now because of the Galaxies of the Galaxy. The Guardians of the Galaxy. That Disney one. Everybody knows because it's woke. Van Halen with Ice Cream Man, The Draft, Pledge Allegiance with a PSA there, Bruce Springsteen with American Land, and John Philip Sousa with Stars and Stripes Forever, and starting us off, Bo Carter with Please Warm My Wiener, the double entendre from 1936 here on Time Travel. And we still got, Christ, an hour to go. Abby Forth from WMFO in Medford.
We went
dancing across the USA on that crazy King's Highway.
Yeah.
Neil Young, Keep Rockin' in the Free World. Great song from 1989 here on Time Travel with Chris Earle. It is the July 4th show. We have songs about the beach and the heat and July 4th and a couple other surprises here. Stay tuned. Here with you until 7 p.m. Time Travel with Chris Earle. Here's the Boss with another July 4th song. He had quite a few of them there. Next up is WLLB, Miss WLOB and the Lobsters from Portland, Maine. Wait, what?
Let me tell you about my hometown on the rockbound coast of Maine. The nicest spot in all New England, I wanna go back again. Stately, beautiful, big of heart, a city of renown. Portland, Portland, that's my hometown. Portland, Portland, that's my hometown. I'd like to see those familiar landmarks along Congress Street. Take in the view from Eastern Promenade, it's hard to beat. I'd sail away across Casco Bay to the islands all around. Portland, Portland, that's my hometown. Portland, Portland, that's my hometown. I've seen some fabulous cities all over the USA. Enjoyed the sights and met nice people all along the way. But there's one place I want to be when I settle down. Portland, Portland, that's my hometown. Portland, Portland, that's my hometown.
We were at a party. The earlobe fell in the game. Someone reached in and grabbed it.